Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My dear respected viewers of Madani Chen, we once again welcome you in our program Al-Mustafa, the Chosen One. SubhanAllah, today's topic is beautiful. Inshallah, we'll be talking about the beautiful smile of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, insha'Allah azza wa jal. So be with us from start till end. You'll be learning a lot today. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. Because my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, has given us a beautiful mindset. We should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task, any good deed. As inshallah, we'll be explaining you from ahadith and teachings of Islam. I make this intention, I'll present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You shall make this intention, you'll be with us from start to end. You'll remember, learn with utmost concentration, and then act upon and pass this knowledge on to others too. The more intentions you make, the higher the reward you will attain, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Respected viewers, as I earlier mentioned today, we'll be talking about tabassum. We'll be talking about the smile of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. Jiski taski se rote huye has pane, us tabassum ki aadat pe lakho salam. Beautiful habit of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that Aka alayhi salatu wa salam used to smile, subhanallah. And we find many narrations in this regard. And many accounts are also mentioned in this account. So we'll be discussing them too, inshallah, in this program. We've got our brother Waseem Abbas, Muballigh of Dawat Islami, inshallah, with us. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
MashaAllah. Waseem Abbas, how are you? You okay?
Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen ala kulli hal. How are you, Rizal?
Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Today, we are talking about the blessed smile of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
Which would make the crying ones happy. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Not only that, Rizwan, we're talking about this beautiful topic today, alhamdulillah, it also teaches us in a way that how should we carry about ourselves when we're talking to others, when we are speaking to others, when someone is telling us their problems, and how the Prophet ﷺ would comfort the others, he would condole the others, he ﷺ would make other people happy and make them satisfied in the most difficult and testing times of theirs. So inshallah Zawajal, throughout our today's program, we will be talking about those accounts, those events, those ahadith in which the Prophet ﷺ smiled. And when he ﷺ smiled, this will also inshallah give us a mindset that what those circumstances were from the perspective of the hadith, that what scenario it was. And even in those scenarios, the Prophet ﷺ smiled. And that was a smile which removed a lot of worries and anxieties of many people. So inshallah, I'm sure you'll also have many narrations before you.
Definitely.
To start with, inshallah. But as we go along, inshallah, there'll be many other hadith which we will cover, which will inshallah enlighten our hearts and develop a mindset for us to
I think
smile.
We should start from the blessed birth of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, when we see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's blessed life, the seed of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, subhanAllah, there is so much for us to learn. each and every step of our life, we can learn so much from the seerah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This is one of the reasons we have chosen this topic in this blessed program, The Chosen One, Al-Mustafa, The Chosen One, so that we can also adopt these beautiful attributes, qualities of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, because the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best role model for us. As I said, if you talk about the blessed birth of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, it has been mentioned when Sayyida Halima Sa'diya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, that moment when she put her blessed hand on the blessed chest of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was just a baby at that moment, a child. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled and opened his blessed eyes, subhanallah, subhanallah, and from there it emerged a nur, subhanallah, which reached to the skies, Allahu Ghani. So this nur, subhanallah, when it came, it brightened the world. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even at the time of his birth, at the time of his, you see, childhood, subhanallah, when the blessed smile of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appeared on the blessed face of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, as we heard from the narration, that the nur emerged, subhanallah, and that nur reached up to the skies, brightened the world, Allahu Ghani, subhanallah. This is the blessed smile of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right from the beginning, Allahu Akbar. This is Aka alayhi salatu wa taslim. So we are learning that this smile is something very important, subhanallah. We should also adopt this. Wasim bhai, what would you say?
Subhanallah, beautiful. As the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, as soon as he blesses this world with his blessed arrival, he alayhi salatu wa sallam is smiling. And it also shows us, Rizwanvi, that many of us, unfortunately, because of our seriousness, in other words, we forget this trait. Whereas they say the smile is a curve which straightens a lot of matters.
Sure.
So if we just follow this Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, many of our unresolved matters will get solved. Alhamdulillah, a beautiful narration days before me, in which it is stated that amongst the blessed names of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the blessed Torah, one of the names was Ahmadud Duhuk, meaning the one who smiles in abundance. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we come to know that one of his attributes is to smile in abundance. And what a beautiful smile that would be. But over here is one way, I think it would be a good idea to differentiate between smiling, between laughing out loud. Which one of these is sunnah and which one of these we should refrain from. Then when we talk about smiling, which we refer to as sunnah, it is to smile in such a manner when no sound, no voice is produced, no one can hear you. This is called smiling and this is sunnah. And laughing is when your own ears can hear you.
Right.
Laughing with creating such noise that your own ears can hear you, and laughing out loud is something when person next to you can hear you. So these are the differences between smiling, laughing, and laughing out loud. And regarding laughing out loud, it has been stated that laughing in the masjid brings darkness in the grave.
Oh.
So we need to make sure over here that we refrain from laughing and laughing out loud, but we should try our utmost and develop a habit of smiling as much as we can, as this is the blessed sunnah of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. As soon as he alayhi salatu wasalam blessed this earth, this world, he had a beautiful, the best of the smiles on his blessed lips, which of course is a great lesson for us, that we should also develop this habit with the Prophet Sira. But once we do so, it should be with the intention of following the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam.
MashaAllah. Respected viewers of my religion, we heard about the various definitions of smiling, laughing, and laughing out loud. And we also heard that laughing out loud in masjid brings darkness. I would like to give a message here. Why do we go to masjid? We go to masjid in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do we go to masjid? We go to masjid in order to do tasbih, We go to masjid in order to do ruku and sujood, in order to offer salah. But if we laugh out loud there, it could bring darkness in our grave. Why do we go to masjid? We go to masjid in order to get light in our grave, yes. But if we laugh out loud there, it could bring darkness in our grave. So we should always try to smile, but we should avoid laughing out loud, especially when we are in masjid. And remember, laughing out loud, which is also known as qahqaha in Urdu language. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam never laughed out loud. So this is also something we need to remember in our mind. And he, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, always smiled. This is also mentioned in Miratul Manaji. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we follow the best smile of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and we should avoid laughing out loud. If we go further, is there any other account would you like to mention which subhanallah describes the beautiful smile of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and any message for us to live?
There are many accounts. There are many such narrations in which we come to know regarding the smile of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. There's a beautiful hadith mentioned in Sahih Muslim in which it states that Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that we were sitting in the company of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and in the meanwhile a person came and he said that, Ya Rasulullah, O Prophet of Allah, I'm destroyed. And he alayhi salatu wasalam asked him that, what happened to you? Now over here we should also keep the context in mind that a person has come and he's come with a problem of his, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, how he's dealing with him and what is his conduct over here. So he says that, I'm destroyed. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, what happened to you? And he said that, I went to my wife in the state of fasting. I had that physical relationship with my wife in the state of fasting. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said to him that, can you free one slave? To which he responded that, no, I cannot. And then the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam then asked him again, then can you fast for consecutive 2 months? Again he responded that, no, I can't. Then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam asked him again a third question, that can you feed 60 poor people food? Can you feed 60 miskeens? He again responded, no, I cannot. So after this, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he stopped for a while, and in the meanwhile, a basket of dates was presented in the court of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam.
Subhanallah.
Now over here, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that, where is the person who asked that question?
Ask for that person, subhanallah.
Subhanallah. And that person, he responded that, I'm here, I'm the one who asked that question. And Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that, take this basket of dates and perform sadaqah of it. Give this to poor people. And that person, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, more needy than me, by Allah, you will not find anyone in between the two edges of the city. In between the two corners of the city, you won't find anyone more needy. No household you will find that will be more needy than me in this city. And then Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he says that, and Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has also mentioned this, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he smiled so much that his front teeth became visible, and then he alayhi salatu wasalam said that, feed this to your own household.
Subhanallah.
Now you see, upon this, the smile of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam at this occasion, that a person has come with his query, with a problem, that he is telling the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that this has happened. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, after going through all the stages of the Shari'i rulings, Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is the owner of Shari'i rulings. He can give whatever he wants to whomsoever he wants to. So over here, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the person said that, no one is more poorer than me in this city than the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said. He smiled so much that his front teeth became visible, and he said that, take this and feed this to your household. What a beautiful lesson. Not only the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he resolved the query of that person, but he also fulfilled his need. He also provided him with food. And also, what I'm thinking over here is one way is that the smile of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, having food, having this, that's on one side. But that smile, what that smile would have meant for that person who asked that question to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, all his worries, anxieties, hunger, everything would have been removed just by looking at the smile. But this was the conduct of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that he would not only bless them with apparent means, but also with the provisions of their soul.
Thank you, viewers of Madani Channel. You heard a beautiful account, which also contains a beautiful sign of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But here I would like to draw your attention towards the authority of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Throughout the world, if this is a question that someone has broken his fast and kafara becomes lazim, right? It is, this composition becomes compulsory upon him to give. So now, in this case, you go to any mufti of this world, anywhere you go, you will be given the same answer which is described by Quran and Ahadith. No one can change that. You have to tell. Any mufti would tell the same, that you have got these three options. You have to pay the kafara in case if it is lazim. Allah subhanahu. But this is the authority of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given ikhtiyar, authority to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He can make anything khas for any specific individual. He can, subhanallah, decide anything. He can make any variation in any certain rulings of Sharia. This ikhtiyar, this authority is given to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is crystal clear from this narration mentioned before you. Inshallah, we'll talk further on this topic. Let's include one segment in our program, and that is the chosen sunnah. We'll come back after that segment, inshallah, and we'll further talk about this topic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, صلى الله عليه وسلم يا مصطفى the chosen one صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Allama Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dahlawi rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, a person should tie imama in the state of purity, tahara, while standing and facing the qibla. A person should not remove imama at once, rather he should untie it by unfolding each layer in turns. He should untie it in the same manner as he did, by folding each layer on top of one another. After tying imama, one should adjust it properly by looking into a mirror or water or something alike which reflects images. Moreover, he should tie imama with a shimla. So this is called shimla. So respected viewers of Madani Channel, we have learned a few rulings about wearing imama sharif. Subhanallah, it is a beautiful sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I would encourage viewers of Madani Channel to adopt this beautiful sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Diva Simbai.
MashaAllah. Another beautiful narration again mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, where Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that undoubtedly, indeed, I recognize that person who will be taken out of hell the last, who will be last to be taken out of hell. Again, the knowledge of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam over here. And he will be taken out, he will come out of hell being dragged on his knees. So on his knees, he will come out of hell. And it will be said to him that go enter paradise. Now, that person, he will enter paradise, but he will see that all the people, they would have already settled at their abodes, at their destinations. So he'll return and he will say that, Ya Allah, I found your paradise to be full. So to which Allah Almighty will say that go into paradise. So he will go in paradise again, and he will presume it to be full again, and he will return and say the same thing again, that, O Allah, I found your paradise to be full. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that go enter paradise. For you, is paradise equal to this world? In fact, 10 times bigger than this. To which the person, he will say that, are you joking with me? Whereas you are my master. You are the master. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, over here he says that I saw that the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam smiled so much. He smiled so much that his molars, they became visible, they became apparent. The back teeth of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the blessed back teeth of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they became apparent. Now again over here, the knowledge of the unseen of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is being mentioned over here by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself. And as he's mentioning this account, look at the way that he alayhi salatu wasalam is teasing the Sahaba. Look at what a beautiful environment it would be that he alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching his Sahaba regarding the aqaid of the hereafter, that what will happen. And as he's mentioning it, look at the beautiful smile that he also has. So what impact that would have upon the Sahaba. Us listening to it, it refreshes our face. That what beautiful smile that would be. Then imagine those eyes who would have visualized and experienced that smile right at that time. How fortunate they would be. So not only they were taught the rulings of Islam, about the hereafter, but they were also taught in such a manner which cannot be matched by anyone, but contains a great lesson for us that if we want to convey any message, then of course we should also have the element of softness and smile in our nature as well. Inshallah, our message will be conveyed properly the way we want to, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Especially because of my nation, there's one narration in front of me I would like to share with you. Blessed wife of Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anha, she talks about her husband, that he radiallahu anhu would smile always. Subhanallah. Whenever he would talk, he used to smile. And then she says, I asked about the reason of his smile on each and every talk. Whenever he would talk, he would smile. So when she asked the reason, so Sahabi Rasul, Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he replied that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he used to smile during his conversation. Subhanallah. So Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala and learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's blessed life, that whenever Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to talk during the blessed conversation, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to smile. And this is what was the practice of Sahaba Ikram alayhi Ridwan. They used to learn, subhanallah, from the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. They used to adopt beautiful qualities and attributes. And subhanallah, that is what they used to do. And this is what was explained to the blessed wife. Sahabi Rasul explained that to his wife, that this is what I saw and I'm practicing because I learned from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
So we should also adopt this beautiful sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But see, right, we inshallah proceed towards this topic further, inshallah. There are so many accounts which we can mention. But I would like to ask, there are certain people, they are very moody in certain terms. Okay, you can see their face always down and their mood is off. They're so much serious. Okay, one should be serious, but not in the sense that he doesn't smile at all. You won't find them smiling. Their face does not look fresh and smiling. What would you say?
Indeed, and such people also, if you think about it, people don't talk positively about them, first of all. And then people also try to avoid them. Right. They wouldn't sit in their company. They're not liked by other people. But those who do smile, but of course, because element of seriousness should be there, depending upon the situation.
Seriousness does not contradict with
indeed.
Smiling, isn't it?
Indeed.
Certain conditions. Yes,
if you go to someone's funeral, of course, yeah, you won't be smiling over there. So there's certain situations for every single action. But there's certain people who even at a joyous occasion, they will be very, very serious. And you would have come across certain people many a times that they would narrate you their childhood stories that, oh, we were very scared of going to such and such uncle because he used to be very, very serious. And then certain children, they run up to some people. Why? Because they're smiling and so on and so forth. So this not only ruins a person's reputation, but it also harms him in certain ways in his social or in his professional life as well. Because people who smile, of course, smiling is one of the golden principles of trade as well. We know that. So we through this also we come to know that seriousness, staying serious all the time, meaning avoiding to smile, abandoning smiling, is something which harms your social, your professional, your family life to a great deal. So if you want to be successful, of course, adopt this beautiful sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. You'll see beautiful benefits of this in this world and also in the hereafter, inshallah.
Mashallah. Especially viewers of Phoenician, let's now include one segment in our program, and that is the chosen fact. Let's include that. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one.
Respectively, the very first question we've got is, where did Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam bury the blessed body of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam after the great flood? The answer is in Baitul Muqaddas. And the second question we've got is, how old was Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam when he was raised to the heavens? The answer is 32 years and 6 months. And the third question today we've got for you is, how old was beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam when Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib passed away? That the answer is 8 years old. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You were saying, you're talking about the blessed smile of Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What else would you like to share with me?
Another beautiful account before me regarding the beautiful smile of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, which again Imam Bukhari, alayhi rahma, has mentioned in Sahih Bukhari. He narrates on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Sayyid Khudri, radiallahu anhu, and he states that some of the companions of the Holy Prophet, they went to one of the tribes of Arab, and they demanded for, of course, some hospitality. But as per custom, those people did not look after the companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And as the companions, Arima Rizwan, they were there, their leader, the leader of the tribe, he was stung by a scorpion. And upon this, the people of the tribe, they said that, is anyone amongst you there who can give some medicine or who can perform dam?
Okay.
Who can perform dam upon our leader? And to which the Sahaba, they replied that because you didn't look after us, because you were not hospitable, that's why, that is why we cannot do any dam unless you do not give a share to us. You do not fix, allocate a share for us. To which they agreed to give them certain number of goats. So after this, one of the Sahabi, radiallahu anhu, he recited Surah Fatiha, and the saliva that he had in his mouth, he applied it on the body part where that leader of that tribe was stung by the scorpion, and he was cured. So the Sahaba, alayhi ridwan, they took those goats, and what they did was that rest of the Sahaba, they said that we won't take these goats until we don't ask about them from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when they asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam regarding this, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam smiled. He smiled and he said that, how did you know that this is something to do them upon? And he said that you can keep the goats and take my share out as well. Now have a look, what a beautiful humor it is over here. What beautiful light mood it was in. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam heard the account. He smiled so much. He smiled and he allowed them to have those goats, and also said that take some share out for me as well. So in this account, alhamdulillah, we also come to know about them, that how good it is to perform them, what beautiful cure there is in the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahabi here, he recited Surah Fatiha, and the saliva that he had in his mouth, he applied it on the area that was stung by the scorpion of that leader, and eventually he got cured. And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he also smiled upon this, and he also said that, how did you know that this is some this was something where you could have performed them? And then he alayhi salatu wasalam allowed them the goats, and also said that take some share out for me as well. So again, a beautiful account. And again, we come to know that how to resolve issues when someone comes to us, make the environment pleasant, and then try to resolve the issue, you'll find far better results, inshallah.
MashaAllah, subhanAllah. Respectable viewers of Madani Channel, we're talking about blessed smile of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Inshallah, we continue this topic. Now it's the time to include one segment in our program, and that is the chosen message. And today we've got a beautiful message about doubt, suspicion. Let's find out what Haji Imran Maulana Imran Attari Sallamahul Bari is giving us message, and that is an English dubbed message. Inshallah, you will understand. Let's listen to that chosen message. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one.
Doubt, suspicion, mistrust isn't good. Where there's love, there should be trust. Doubts and suspicions should not enter in love. Actually, wife checks husband's phone, but who calls him or who sends him messages? And likewise, husband checks phone of his wife, but who calls her? Whereas one should understand whether she has called or she attended the phone, it could be a wrong number and may not be her fault. If someone sent me a text, then that's not my fault. 26th December 2016, a report published says, 1 out of 10 wives check mobile phone of their husband. Likewise, as a fact, husband checks mobile phone of his wife. It's also published. What's all this? Doubt, suspicion. And how one gets this habit? Sometimes, before the marriage, person possesses a very bad past, because of which he thinks that the way I had friendships with women having ill character, my wife is also amongst the same group of women. And likewise, wife thinks that the way I had boyfriends, my husband has girlfriends too. Remember this, your pre-married life has a great impact on your life after marriage. Your behavior matters. Yes, if you're habitual of doubts and suspicions. Like if you see a liar, you will think that he is lying. An immodest thinks that everyone is immodest. It may not be the case. And remember this fact. After marriage, many people change. Their mentality changes and they become more mature. Some people spend their life with doubts. The doubt about their wife, the doubt about their sister, and there are some ill character ones who doubt about their mother. Relations don't strengthen with suspicion. Devil plays its role too, creates misconceptions. And there are some internal people too. Oh, really? That's what happened? Oh, no. So sad. And there are some shameless individuals who are found to say, we were already in doubt. Oh dear. Fear Allah. Someone's relationship is breaking. Separation. Dear, utter such sentence or words that you do not shy before Allah tomorrow. One person went to market to buy a slave. The seller said he doesn't have no problem, but he's a tale bearer. Buyer said no problem. He brought the slave at home. Now the slave started serving them because he was habitual of tale telling, such a bad habit. So he then started whispering in the ears of husband against wife that she's not a good woman, she talks to him, this, that, the other. When husband came home, his mood was off. As he was whispered ill about his wife, wife noticed different attitude of her husband. Then that slave also whispered in the ears of that woman, madam, your husband is not a good person. He's got affairs with so-and-so woman. Now she thought, oh, I see, that's why his mood is off. Home atmosphere destroyed. One ill talk brings distances between relations, as there was no trust. Learn to have trust. Trust your husband. Trust your wife. Learn to trust your sister. Trust your brother. Yes, learn to trust your brothers. Remember, those houses fall quickly which are built on the bricks of doubts. So that slave whispered, destroyed the peace of home. He said, dear madam, peace of your home is destroyed. If you do one thing, then I could help you. Well, when the master sleeps, then all you have to do is to cut a few hair off his head or beard. If you can manage to get a few hair of your husband, then I'll ask somebody to read on them, and the problem will be sorted. She said, Really, will it be sorted? The slave said, Yes. Husband went to sleep. Slave had already told the husband, Beware that your murder is planned tonight. How could he sleep then? He started waiting for an attack. Wife had kept a pair of scissors under the pillow, and she was waiting that as soon as my husband sleeps, I'll cut a few hair. He pretended sleeping. She took out scissors to cut the hair. Husband got up straight away saying you wanted to kill me. Murdered his own wife with same scissors. He got arrested, complete home destroyed. Just listening and trusting everyone. Any stranger will come from outside and create fights at your home. Your neighbors will come and cause to initiate fights. Does it make sense? No. I tell you a very simple example, as simple as ABC. If you find out about someone, someone comes and says, he's like this, you should get it verified. But get it verified with cool mind. Don't fight like, what is this? Why did it happen? I wasn't expecting this from you. No. Don't fight. Just simply ask. Yes, simply ask this question. I have been told this about you. What do you say? Actually, I just wanted to get it verified from you. Now, he will just clarify. What else will he do? That, in fact, this is the real picture. Then all you have to do is to believe your Muslim fellow, isn't it? How long will we be living with ill assumptions and suspicions? Ill assumption is haram.
Respect you, viewers of Madani Shem, what a beautiful message what we've heard from Nigrani Shura about suspicion, about doubts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from ill suspicions. Ameen. Jahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we are talking about blessed smile of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We learned from ahadith, we learned from various traditions about the blessed smile of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Asir al-Azbi was reading a research which was done by a consultant at Columbia University. Now, after 1400 years, probably, right, these researchers, they are finding out these facts, and their findings are telling us that what are the benefits of smiling, Allahu Akbar, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught throughout his life, practical life, right? And we heard that Sahaba Kiram, they said we would see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always smile. Whenever he would converse, he would smile. And that was the trait they adopted. And Sahaba Kiram, they used to also smile a lot. And subhanAllah, smiling is also considered as a sadaqah, charity in Islam. If you look at your fellow Muslim brother and you smile at him, subhanAllah, even this act of is charity, subhanAllah, a sadaqah. What else can you say? How Islam has encouraged us to smile when we look at even our fellow Muslim brothers. So in this research, what I saw, I thought it is interesting to mention, and then we can relate it to the blessed life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we can understand, subhanAllah, how beautiful and perfect role model Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is for us. These findings of these research, it is written that smiling makes you attractive to others. Subhanallah. There is an authentic attraction to people, automatic attraction to people when you smile. And it changes your mood. If you try, even when it is difficult to smile, when you are not feeling good, it says there is a chance it might improve your effect and change the way you are feeling. It can change your mood. If you are down, subhanAllah, it can uplift you. And further, he said that it also helps others to feel good who are around you. Right? It will help them to feel good too. Because if you are in a good mood, definitely this impact would be on others too. Further, it is said it relieves stress. Today, we all talk about stress and we all say, I've got so much stress. At home, at work, stress. So this relieves smiling. If you keep on smiling and if you adopt this beautiful attribute, this will definitely relieve your stress too. It boosts the immune system. These are the findings. In this day and age now, when we're talking about coronavirus and all that, people are trying to, help to strengthen their immune system. So this is one of the ways to improve boost the immune system. Smiling can actually stimulate your immune response by helping you relax. SubhanAllah. This is what is written. And lowers blood pressure. People, they complain about blood pressure. So this also, SubhanAllah, helps. And there is an evidence that your blood pressure can decrease when you smile. And there's so much further to say, but we don't have that much time. Having said, mentioning this research is the only reason we can understand that 1400 years ago, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam's blessed life and legacy taught us that Rasul Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best role model. He encouraged us to keep on smiling, SubhanAllah. And today the research is giving us these findings that how much health benefits also and social benefits also it contains. And there is too much we can talk about. What would you say, Wasim Abbas Bhai, in the end?
MashaAllah, obviously the science is telling us today, but this also gives us an indication that the sunnahs of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they're full of wisdom.
SubhanAllah.
Whether it is smiling, whether it is softness, whether it is forbearance, whether it is forgiving others, whether it is, you know, politeness, whatever aspect of sunnahs of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam you want to talk about, there are wisdoms in it. Our weak intellects cannot comprehend all of them. These are just certain limited findings that the so-called philosophers or researchers were able to find. But the wisdom behind the sunnahs of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they're beyond our comprehension. And for us, this reason is enough to follow them, that it was the sunnah of my beloved. And the other benefits, of course, they are in addition to it. And towards the end, a very small but a very beautiful narration,
please,
which sort of gives us a complete understanding of how we should carry about ourselves. So then Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he states that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he would go in such gatherings where Muhajireen and Ansar Sahaba, they would be. And in those gatherings, Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma would also be present. And amongst the Sahaba, apart from Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhuma, no one would be able to lift their gaze and look at the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, other than Abu Bakr Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. So Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he states that Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma, they would look at the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he would look at Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, and he would smile at them, and they both also would smile back by looking at the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. What a beautiful eye contact or gesture this is, that you're looking at your close companions, at your close friends, at your close loyal friends, those your close loyal devotees, and you're passing a smile to them. And just imagine someone who you consider to be your entire world, everything, someone who is everything for you, his one command is everything for you, that individual is smiling at you.
SubhanAllah.
What effect that would have in your life, in your personality. So we learn that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, looking at his ardent devotees, he would pass a smile. He would smile. So what do we learn from it?
I think, Bhai, we learn from it, I think, as far as my little intellect is concerned, nowadays, if you have a little position, okay, if you sit in any high office, so you get a little bit of authority, and your mood changes, you become authoritative, your behavior, your attitude changes.
Your tone shows it.
Your tone shows that. but SubhanAllah, look at who is SubhanAllah, owner of the both worlds. By the ata of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has authority over both worlds, subhanAllah. And the beloved of Allah subhanAllah, the most supreme after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the Zat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So his authority is the highest authority after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and biggest in the creation. But look at his gesture, his attitude, his behavior towards his ardent devotees, as you said, subhanAllah. How easy they would feel when they would sit with Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. There's so much to learn in the seerah of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Let's include the last segments in our program, Chosen Wazaif. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one.
The second views of Malin Chin, the first wazifa we've got for you is Ya Maliku, the poor or destitute person who invokes this 90 times every day will get rid of poverty, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya Maliku, Ya Maliku. And the second wazifa we've got for you is Ya Quddusu, Ya Quddusu. Whoever invokes this repeatedly during a journey will not suffer fatigue, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya Quddusu, Ya Quddusu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we always, always do a dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whether we are at home or we are traveling. Ameen, bijahi al-Nabi al-Ameen. And we also smile following the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep smiling following the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.